There has been a change in personnel here at Day by Day with Lewis and Clark. Leaving the expedition is Ken Quinley, who has been reading the part of Captain Clark. Ken was recently called up for active duty in the military. Our thoughts will be with him during his tour of duty, and we look very much forward to his safe return. Joining the expedition to read the part of Captain Clark is Sean Batisse. We welcome him to our ranks. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 26, 1804, day 72 of the expedition. Camped another day at Camp White Catfish. After resting and organizing their equipment, the men of the party prepare to leave Camp White Catfish tomorrow. The camp was probably not as comfortable as they had wished, due to blowing sand and the ever-present mosquitoes. Captain Clark writes this short entry.
The wind blustering and hard from the south all day, which blowed the clouds and sand in such a manner that I could not complete my plan in the tent. The boat rolled in such a manner that I could do nothing in that. I was compressed to go to the woods and combat the mosquitoes. I opened the tumor of a man on the left breast, which discharged half a pint. The discharge gave him ease. 5 beaver caught near this camp, the flesh of which we made use of. This evening we found very pleasant. Only 1 deer killed today. Captain William Clark, July 26, 1804.
This journal entry is typical, heavy on the capital letters and short on punctuation. Well, that may be, but with a little effort, the thought comes through clearly, and, after all, they were not writing for the radio. Tomorrow, leaving Camp White Catfish.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.